Let's talk a little NBA with the television analyst for the Dallas Mavericks, Derek Harper. Derek, we really appreciate you taking time to join us tonight. And right off the top, I kind of want to get into the Zaza Pachulia situation. Now, you had a chance to call a lot of Zaza games. Just what's your right off the bat, whenever you saw the video, all the angles, all the slowdown, what did you think of what happened there between him and Kawhi Leonard?
Well, for starters, it was very unfortunate. Anytime you you risk someone not being able to be on the floor, it's a very negative situation. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard made San Antonio go as a team. But all in all, I'm not going to call it a dirty play, but what I'll say is that when a player does something like that, DJ, I think they know what they're doing, is what I'll say. And Bruce Bowen obviously played for the San Antonio Spurs. I think he was the master at that when he was a defender in this league, when he was with the Spurs and they were on their run winning championships. But to flat out say that it's dirty, I would kind of disagree with that. I think Zaza certainly knew where he was on the floor. He knew where Kawhi was on the floor. He knew the whole situation of Kawhi having hurt that ankle prior to that particular night, and just took it upon himself to step out and make a play. Very unfortunate, though, in my opinion.
Hey, I'm old school, and this is Clarence. How you doing, man? I appreciate you coming on.
Sure, but absolutely.
I'm old school. The guy is hurt. I want you to think about your injury. I want you to think about coming down on his leg and what that's going to bother you. I don't want you to be comfortable. I'm supposed to crouch you. Now, I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm not trying to hurt you, but what's wrong with crowding you? What's wrong with, you know, making you worry about whether I'm going to be under there and then is that going to affect you shooting that jumper? Dude was going off.
Again, that's why I say I'm not going to call it dirty, but I at the end of the day, you put the shoe on the other foot. And I don't know if you saw Kevin Durant's reaction.
Right.
He looked right at the official after it happened to him. And I don't think anybody wants to be Kawhi Leonard in that situation. I mean, surely you play hard, and the rules have changed so much until really you can't do anything, Clarence, as far as your point is concerned. I mean, you know, somewhere Charles Oakley and Rick Mahorn and
yes,
you know, Bill Laimbeer, they're sitting around having a beer, really chuckling about some of the officiating right now. However, I just don't believe I played hard every single night. I can sit here in my at home and say to myself that I left everything out on the floor. But when it comes to injuring somebody, I think you can easily cross the line. Whether or not Zaza crossed it or not, I don't know. But you don't want to cross the line and someone misses a whole series because of a borderline dirty play, if you follow me. And, you know, it was kind of borderline.
Yeah.
And I just found a lot of humor in the way Pop reacted when he coached Bruce Bowen for such a long period of time. And applauded some of the stuff that Bruce Bowen did, and all due respect to Pop and to Bruce Bowen, because like you just said, Clarence, it's about trying to have an edge. That you know, before games, I never wanted to shake hands with guys, never wanted to be involved with guys, so I could have that edge. And Zaza is just one of those players that plays with an edge, and again, know what he was doing in that particular situation.
There's no doubt, and again, this is the playoffs that I'm trying to win, and I'm not trying to make friends and all of that.
Absolutely.
But just looking at these playoffs, and I'm just watching LeBron, and
oh my god!
It is oh my god. He's on another level, and if this LeBron would have played against the Mavericks a few years ago when they won that title, I don't think that the Mavericks would have won. I mean, he's just a different person, different attitude. He's like, I'm the biggest, baddest dude on the court, and I can't be stopped,
right,
and you can't stop me.
And to add to that, Clarence, he's rested.
Yes.
You know, he's very rested, you know, got a lot of rest because of the sweeps that they were able to do. But he's one of the few guys that can go to a different level. You know, you look at so-called superstars in this league, I think we overrate superstars because, in my opinion, a superstar can go to any team, and that team instantly is successful as a basketball team. And I think that's LeBron James. You think about game planning for him, Clarence. Normally, you would dare him to shoot perimeter shots, correct?
Right.
Now he's making threes. He's making his jump shots. So there's no stopping the guy. He's really about to cement himself right next to Michael Jordan as the greatest player ever to play, in my opinion, based on the way he's played during the playoffs and what it's done for the Cleveland team as a whole. It's making the game extremely easy for the rest of the guys that are out on the floor. You look at Kyrie Irving, you look at Kevin Love, just everybody that's on the floor for the Cavs right now. They're playing with an unprecedented confidence, and it's all generated and started by the head of the snake, and that's LeBron James. I mean, this guy has been, he's been off the charts during the playoffs this year. I've really enjoyed watching him do what he's doing right now, because I picked Golden State to come out of the West, and obviously Cleveland to come out of the East. And I kind of gave a small edge to the Golden State Warriors. However, LeBron James is about to change my mind, to be quite frank with you, because he's showing you that he's still the best player in the NBA.
Talking to Derek Harper here on ESPN Game Night. Okay, you said about to change your mind. So if you're putting your reputation on the line here, we know where this is going. We know where the finals is going. If you pick right now, who are you going with, Golden State or Cleveland?
Well, I'm going to put my reputation out there since you asked me to. I'm going to go with the Golden State Warriors because that's who I picked to start the series. The question was about LeBron James, and I just think he's probably put some doubt in everybody's mind. And granted, Golden State has to be paying attention to what LeBron James is doing, but I like the Warriors. I like their shooting, their body movement. I like their passing ability. They're an underrated defensive team year in and year out. And last year I picked Cleveland. I didn't know all of the other things extracurricular things that were going to go on, meaning Draymond Green getting kicked out of the game and all of those particular things. But I picked the Cavs last year. I'm going with the Warriors this year because I just think those three guys, when they're all clicking, they're the best team in the league. And right now they have not lost either. However, they haven't played their best basketball yet. I think Klay is a little quiet right now and not really making his shot. KD has been really good along with Steph Curry. But when all of those guys are on their game, their bench is playing the way it's capable of playing, I give the Warriors a slight edge.
Yeah, I agree. And I came to the playoffs thinking the Golden State had the best team and the best player, and they're going to win. And,
absolutely.
And certainly, Klay has not been on. And I don't know if all four of them can be on at the same time. That's the question. You know, can all four be on at the same time? I do wonder if they're big enough. You know, if at the end of the day, if they're big enough, because the way LeBron's playing, he's turning down jumpers. I mean, he's turning down.
Yes, he is.
You can't stop him. I'm going to go inside and do it and have my will with you. And if he does that, I don't know who can control him because I think Draymond's going to foul out.
I don't think it's all about controlling LeBron. You know, I think sometimes you allow greatness to be great, and you can control the others, as people like to say. The other guys around LeBron James, I think, are the guys that you have to try and find a way to close out to their shooters, not allow them those real comfortable looks that they've gotten throughout the playoffs so far this year, Clarence. I think you have to take that away because – let's face it, when LeBron James is playing his best basketball, I mean, all you have to put detour signs on the road so he doesn't make it to the arena. He's that good. I mean, you're not going to stop what's happening now with LeBron James. So what you can't give them is everything that makes them successful. Transition baskets,
right.
Points in the paint, three-pointers, second shot opportunities. You can't give them all of that if you're Golden State and expect to have success against them.
Let's transition to a couple of guys that hope to be playing for titles someday. Paul George and Gordon Hayward missing out on a lot of money because the media members did not vote them on to any of the All-NBA teams today. You're a man with a lot of experience on both sides of that now. Do you think the media should play that big of a role in players' potential earnings?
No, I do not. I mean, does it play a role in your earnings?
Oh, I hope not.
No. Well, it shouldn't play a role in NBA players' earnings either. I don't agree with that at all. Where they came about that rule, I'm not really sure. But, you know, I hate to be sitting here talking about money because none of these guys are missing out on any money. They're going to be maxed out, and they're going to get enough money to play basketball. So, you know, do I feel sorry for the guys? Not one bit, because they're full. They're full. They're getting their salaries. I mean, how much money do you need?
I agree with this understanding. Yeah, let's flip it to the Mavs, and certainly the ball didn't bounce the way they hoped it would bounce, or they didn't get the best luck in the lottery. They got the ninth pick, what they were supposed to get the ninth pick. Do you see a good player out there, and what's the hope for them going forward?
You know, I when I look at our team, I think one of the big things that we need is shooting. And if you can find that guy, Clarence, I don't know where that guy is. I really don't. If you can find somebody that can put the ball in the basket, that can shoot the ball from the perimeter, you take that guy, in my opinion, if you're Dallas, need rebounding and somebody that can do that. So those two things should be at that ninth spot. I don't think, you know, you're going to find the perfect fit. But if you can find somebody that can do those two things, man, you take them and you make the best of it. As far as moving forward is concerned, I think Coach Carlisle gets more out of less than any coach that's really ever coached basketball at this level. And they'll find a way. You know, there's a first option, a second option, and then a third option. And with all of those different options, Mark, Donnie, you know, Coach Carlisle, they'll find somebody to fit the bill, and Dallas will be a competitive basketball team without a doubt, in my opinion.
It's interesting. You want a shooter. Most people are pegging that they need a point guard. You know,
of course that. But I mean, they're not going to get a point guard.
Well, let's have a little fun here. Let's have a little fun here. Let's have a little fun here.
I'm for it.
Say Lonzo Ball dropped to the Mavs. How would that fit with Carlisle? How would Carlisle handle that and his dad? And what's your thoughts on Ball, this whole Ball scenario situation?
I think he's crazy like a fox, to be quite frank with you, because, you know, he simply, provided his son can play, he simply generates revenue for himself and for his whole family, you know, not to mention the player LeVar himself. But, you know, it's his way of doing it. Nobody can tell this gentleman what to do with his son. It's his choice. And, you know, I'm a firm believer. You know, people get upset when guys change teams and they do all these different things. If you're in position to do what he's doing, why not do it? Why not roll the dice on it and see what happens? Now, he better be able to play.
Yes.
And meaning the son is what I'm going to say, Clarence, because if he can't, then everything that he's talking about, everything that the father is wolfing about, I think ultimately will backfire on him, and, you know, he won't be able to sell those sneakers for $400 and how much was it? $498?
$395. It's $495, right?
It's $495.
Yeah, $490. Oh, okay, my goodness.
Is he making it tougher on his son? I mean, it's one thing to promote your kid. My problem is you don't have to disrespect other players in the process, and disrespecting Steph Curry.
Well, I think that's where he loses everybody. Yeah. That's a good point. I think that's where he loses everybody. I mean, you've heard comments from Shaq, from Charles Barkley. You know, it's something about being good and having the talent to live up to all of the talk that's kind of deodorant for anything that somebody says or anything that somebody does. So, you know, let's see how the ball bounces for him. You know, I personally think he's going to end up in Los Angeles, and I think that'll be a good place for him to kind of be introduced into the NBA. But I like the kid. I like his game. Kind of reminds you of Jason Kidd. You know, it's kind of wait and see time. Now that the draft is about to happen, it's kind of, we'll just wait and see how everything pans out.
Maybe they could trade D'Angelo Russell to Dallas. They can't keep him in ball.
Ricky Rubio. I mean, we need a point guard, number one. And when you said point guard, I thought you were really talking in the draft. And Obviously, they do need a point guard. But those guys, I mean, if they were out there just standing around with their thumb out trying to catch a ride, then we would have one. So they're different to come by, to be quite frank with you.
Hey, man, we appreciate you coming on with us on this Open NBA nights. There's no basketball tonight. It's a break from the playoffs. But thank you for coming on with us and taking time for your
Absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely. Anytime. Both you guys. Enjoy.
Appreciate it, sir. That is the great Derek Harper joining us on ESPN Game Night.